Welcome to the Christopher Peter Review. My name is Christopher Peter. The race for the nominations are officially over and the results are as expected well before the filings happened, the polls were taken, and the vote started in Iowa. The rematch of the 2020 election is now officially set. Former President Donald Trump will seek to complete his return to the White House against Joe Biden, who too will seek a second term in office. Both had rather dominant performances on Super Tuesday. Joe Biden was running largely unopposed despite few challengers with lesser exposure and reach. On the other hand, Donald Trump had to push out the final remaining challenger in Nikki Haley, who finally accepted what every Republican, Democrat, and American voter knew, even if they did not really agree with. The polling was extremely clear from the start that Donald Trump would be hard to edge out. In the past, Super Tuesday contained some level of drama. In 2020, the Democrat field was pretty wide open a bit early on, where Biden was not successful in early voting. In 2016, Donald Trump had to face numerous contenders heading into Super Tuesday and Hillary Clinton found it extremely difficult to shake an independent radical who was running in her party's race. The rematch was going to happen. The polls told us it was going to happen even if polls said that neither side really wanted it to happen. Republicans preferred that Joe Biden retire to a care facility that he appears to so desperately need. Democrats wanted Donald Trump to be removed from the ballot and jailed for defeating Hillary in the first place. But, nonetheless, we are here with Donald Trump facing Joe Biden. This time without any restrictions as of yet. Biden will have to campaign out in the open. Something that may prove potentially challenging if you agree with the narrative surrounding him. On the other hand, Trump will continue to split time between court, the campaign trail, and hopefully for his sake, not jail. Both are very divisive figures in our political environment. And both experienced complete opposite results in office, especially when you consider expectations going in. For Trump, the narrative was that World War III would kick off, America would collapse, and our democracy would end. In reality, our economy thrived, the world maintained a great level of peace and unity, and society was intact until the pandemic hit. America grew somewhat tired of the chaotic and manufactured tensions surrounding Trump and Biden was supposed to usher in a very different era. A move back to what some viewed as a level of normalcy and predictability. They were unfortunately wrong, as the American economy sputtered, the world moved from peace to dual global conflicts, and society is greatly divided by the ineffectiveness of both federal and state policies that are making communities unaffordable, unsafe, and misfocused. Now, we head towards the one-on-one matchup. And the head-to-head polling is much different now than earlier. The main argument Nikki Haley and others had was the potential for Trump to win in November. That was a real problem until the polls moved greatly in Trump's favor. And Democrats must be somewhat worried that their candidate might only make matters worse. The reported strategy the Biden campaign is rumored to want to take is trying to make personal attacks against Trump to make him become unhinged. But the challenge is that Biden has really not helped himself by continuing to commit gaffe after gaffe. And continues his heated battle with Stairs. 1. He will not be in a better position to win in the future. Biden's record continues to reflect a great level of shortcomings and overall policy failures because Americans are not happy with the condition America is in and the direct effects of the policies and executive orders he has enacted. Americans are seeing a president who is being transparently unaccountable for the situation he caused and championed. So, it will be interesting to see how his campaign thinks can message this away. Any narrative will be clearly a disinformation or misinformation campaign deflecting responsibility or distracting from the situation. There are no gray areas in who is responsible for the continued issues with inflation and supply challenges that still impact our consumers and businesses. The issues with illegal immigration and the camps that are basically being set up in blue state cities across America. Interesting to see how well Trump does with bridging the gap not only with independents but within his own party. He will need to bring those never-Trumpers in and get them to set aside their feelings to vote for the interest of their party. That will be a challenge because much of his behaviors counter traditional values that the party champions. The morality that is typical of the preferred Republican candidate. The contest will be interesting for pundits, political content creators, and maybe economists who will evaluate the claims and promises. But may not be for the average American trying to get through their day, feed their households, and achieve their hopes and dreams. Before I end this special episode, I want to say thank you to the starting center for my Philadelphia Eagles, Jason Kelce, for his contributions to the great memories that the Eagles provided the fan base during his time in Philadelphia. As you know, I am a big sports fan. My favorite sports teams all play for Philadelphia. The Eagles, Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, and Union. Unlike any city I have ever been in, Philly sports fans have a closer connection with their teams. Many other places it is more transactional or social. But in Philly, we connect with our team and cheer them on with all our heart and soul. I have been fortunate to see two of my teams win a world championship. In 2008, I had the pleasure of watching my Philadelphia Phillies win the World Series over the Tampa Bay Rays in 5 games. Then in 2018, I enjoyed watching my Philadelphia Eagles defeat Tom Brady and the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 52 by a final score of 41-33. The Phillies championship showed me that we can win during my lifetime. That as Philly fans of my generation can experience the joy and success other cities experienced. But the Eagles Super Bowl victory was probably more impactful because it came shortly after my mother passed away. And I am a Philly sports fan because I grew up watching games in Philly with my uncle when my mother brought me to my grandmother during weekends. After a depressing month, I watched my Eagles win that Super Bowl with my uncle and our family and friends, which helped uplift our spirits a bit. I will never forget that moment for the rest of my life. And never forget the parade. The best part of being a fan is the special moments that teams give you that go well beyond the good times, the bad times, and the periods of mediocrity. The hardest part is seeing the stars that brought you those memories retire or move on. Thank you, Jason Kelsey. Thank you for experiencing this special episode of the Christopher Peter Review. Please continue to visit the Christopher Peter Review at www.crcreview.com for more. Until next time.